May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1028. Come hither, ye by sin distressed, and hear the Saviour's faithful word. Soon ye shall enter into rest, and know that he's your conquering Lord. 1028.
First reading from God's holy word this evening you'll find in the first epistle of Peter in chapter 1. The first epistle of Peter in chapter 1. The first epistle of Peter in chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or behaviour. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. And secondly, we will turn to the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 40, and we will read the first 11 verses. The prophecy of Isaiah and chapter 40, and we will read the first 11 verses. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. We will leave the reading of God's holy word there, and may it be a living word unto us. And may he help and teach us each how to pray. Oh, ever merciful, holy, long-suffering Lord God Almighty, do grant unto us now a real spirit of prayer. Come now, help us and teach us what to pray. For Lord, once more, and may we not forget once less, we have come into thy house, have come to worship thee. Lord, we beg that that is how each one has come, with that real desire, that real longing put within their hearts, for we cannot put it within our own hearts, that we may come and truly worship thee, Worship in spirit and in truth, that we may go on our way rejoicing this evening. We are thankful for thy mercies through the morning hour of worship. May something remain, rest and abide with one or another. But Lord, we come again. We come again. There are never dying souls before us. And we must come and preach as a dying man to dying men. Lord, do come. Touch the hearts of one and another this night. Feed the souls that gather in this place, that none may go home empty. Lord, we tremble at thy holiness, thy majesty, thy power. We know not how long it will be before thou seest fit to come and judge the world. Lord, we know not how much longer any of us here will be spared upon this earth. Those young in years think they may have a long life ahead of them. Those older in years knowing that it cannot be long. But Lord, truly we have to say that thou art in control of all things. Not a sparrow can fall to the ground without thou knowing. Our lives hang by such a tiny thread. We think that we will carry on, but Lord, we know not. We know not. May it be a solemn reminder unto us each that there is a never-ending eternity stretching before each one. So, Lord, do put that desire in the hearts of each that they may be made right in thy sight. Then, Lord, to feel the comfort that underneath are those everlasting arms. And the peace and comfort of that sweet hope. Lord, do be with those that have worshipped in other places this day. Bless the word that has been preached there, up and down this land. And those that gather for worship now, may we see that real godly increase. May we see that hungering and that thirsting after righteousness. We cannot give it ourselves. So, Lord, we beg by the power of the Holy Spirit, that thou wilt work mightily and cause those that are lost to know their lost state and to seek thee. We pray for the village here and the surrounding villages. May there be seen that desire put into the hearts of them to come and worship. May they feel that need. May they feel that there is something missing in their lives. May they see the futility of pursuing the pleasures of this world. And may we each search ourselves. Are we that right example to those who live near and around us, to those that we work with, to those that we meet? May we not be a stumbling block. May we be that right example. Dear, give us grace to say that which should be said at the right time. May we not be ashamed of Jesus. that dear friend on whom our hopes of heaven depend. O Lord, do work mightily up and down this land, that once again there may be that revival, that once again there may be that increase, once again there may be that turning unto thee, and that we may be known once more as the land of the Bible. What are we known for now? Lord, we tremble. We tremble. And yet, thou art kind still. Thou art merciful still. We can come, we can worship. We must give thee thanks. May we praise thee more for thy kindness. We can come, we can worship. Without that fear of persecution, we have much to praise thee for, much to thank thee. And may we not forget thy mercies, thy many, many mercies. How often in our prayers we ask for much, but do not return thanks unto thee. So may we each be given thankful hearts unto thee. Those many, many things we take for granted. So much in this world, so much in this land. We live in a land of plenty, but we live in a land where there is that spiritual lacking. There is not that spiritual wealth as there once was. So we beg that we will know a little of that returning, a little that turning of this land once more. We're exalted to pray for our leaders and for those in authority over us, and how hard we find it at times, yet we must. Yet in thy word, in that passage of scripture, what persecution they were going through when they were told to pray for those leaders. So Lord, we pray for them now, that they may be turned, they may realize the error of their ways. For truly we see man doing that which is right in man's own eyes, and it is bringing confusion, not only in this land, but throughout the lands of the earth. O Lord, but we rest, knowing that thou art in control of all things, knowing that thou hast a work still to do, knowing that thou wilt carry on thy work until the last elect vessel is called. So, Lord, continue that work with power, we pray. Help us each, Lord. Help us each. We hope to gather around thy table if it is thy will. O Lord, gather with us there. May it not just be something tacked on to the end of the service, but may we be enabled to enter a little into the sufferings of Christ. It is a solemn and a sacred service, and we pray for that help to be granted around thy table. Those that stay and look on, do touch them in their hearts, that they may long to follow in thy commands, may long to follow in those ordinances, may long to put the glory where it belongs. Lord, do help this poor worm here now. We come feeling our foolishness. We come with thankful heart, a thankful heart for thy help granted this morning. This morning's service has been and gone. The seed has been sown. Thou knowest whether it fell on good ground or not. If it did, Lord, give the increase. May we see the fruits following. May we see that springing up in the hearts of one and another. Then we will not have laboured in vain. So, we thank thee for that help given this morning. But we come in complete dependence once again. Lord, we are nothing in and of ourselves. but to pour in that we may be enabled to pour out to the friends here, that hungry souls may be fed. Lord, do deliver us from the thoughts of the world. Keep us from that which may concern us in the week coming. But Lord, if we have those especial difficulties, one or another, we know not how each has come in. May there be something for one or another. But Lord, above all, we beg that that spiritual help will be given, that souls may be touched, souls may be fed. For the things of this world will soon pass away. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. We get so caught up in our own little lives, but may we be looking unto thee. Be with each one. Be with the deacons in their pathway, one giving out the hymns this evening. We are thankful for that first hymn. Continue to help, we pray, in all their many responsibilities and their duties, cares and concerns. Hold one another up in prayer. Support one another. Guide one another. O Lord, do come. Deliver us from the formality of worship. We have come to thy courts again, but now may we not be as the Pharisee, content with fasting twice a week. May we not be content with coming into thy house twice on the Lord's day. May we not be content with the formality of worship. May we not be content with the religion of our forefathers. For it is personal. It must be applied unto us. And us, Lord, only. Lord, we rightly worry about those that have left thy cause. Do work within those that may have forsaken thy way. The prodigal sons that have fled to enjoy the pleasures of the world. May they realize that those pleasures are not true pleasures. That those pleasures will pass away. And that there is only one true treasure, one thing that brings to true happiness and peace, that hope, that glorious hope of an eternity to come, singing thy praises. O Lord, so we come once again, begging and pleading, may we each now beg unto thee, that thou wilt come and fill this place with the power of the Holy Spirit. That the words that come from my mouth will not be just but mere words, but that they will come, touch, hit home upon one or another. May those arrows fired not fly above the heads of one and another, but hit home and abide, touch and help. So we beg. We beg, Lord Jesus, come and help us. Meet with us once again this evening. Leave us not. Leave us not, we beg. Do come. Lord, now we ask those things which we have forgotten to pray for. May they have been prayed for in the pew. May our prayers now unite as one. For we are each weak. We are each poor, yet thou knowest the groanings and the desires of the heart of each one. May our prayers be acceptable on high. Help us this evening, each one, we beg. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Yeah. hymn 759. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath my sin he smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. 759.
Thank you.
Once more in complete dependence, both in preaching and in hearing, I will draw your attention to the chapter that we read, 1st Epistle of Peter, chapter 1, and verses 24 and 25. The 1st Epistle of Peter, chapter 1, and verses 24 and 25. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Well, dear friends, it has greatly troubled me what to bring before you this evening. I had that word laid upon me for this morning. Been on my mind for many weeks. But now I have to come, and it has been a burden unto me how we should preach. And it was of great comfort to me. During the interval of service, there was a booklet on the side by some writings by Popham, I believe it was. And it confirmed in what I was seeking to bring before you this evening. And I wrote it down so that I would quote it correctly. I hope you don't think I'm wrong. It was Popham speaking about a sermon by the godly Puritan John Owen, entitled A Pastor After God's Own Heart. And these are Popham's words. He said, "This is the line of preaching that I follow." Then speaking about Owen, these are Owen's words. "Among the qualifications of such a pastor or minister, they're given are these two. Number one, to feed the people with knowledge and understanding. And number two, to labour diligently for the conversion of souls." Well, I trust this morning, in my poor and feeble way, I laboured to, and I trust diligently for the conversion of souls. So this text this evening, may it be for a feeding and an edifying unto souls gathered here. For we know that we cannot feed our own souls. We know that we cannot keep ourselves alive. But we know that we need to be kept alive. As we look every morning for that food to eat in a land of plenty, we have that food. We go to the tap, we turn it on, we have that to drink. Have any of us ever physically hungered or thirsted? I doubt. Have any of us spiritually hungered and thirsted? I trust so. Are there any here this evening hungering and thirsting? I hope so. So we have this Epistle of Peter. This was written at a time in the early stages of the Christian church where there was much fear. Persecution was just beginning. And this was written, this letter was written as a letter of encouragement to those churches which were dispersed throughout Asia. These churches, which to a greater extent have now gone. Yet the word of the Lord endureth forever. This letter was written as an encouragement to those people to continue in the way, to hold fast to the truths which they had been taught. And we each need to hold fast to that which we have been given. So we have that verse 24, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." Now I would just speak to you children and young ones for a while. We all know the grass, do we not? Your mother may at times have a vase of pretty flowers on the side, but we know that over time those flowers will die. They will look beautiful, they will smell beautiful, but over time they will pass away, they will be thrown out, and they will be no more. We think of the grass. Sometimes it is very green, isn't it? Sometimes it looks full of life. But then there are those times, like last summer where we had that very hot summer. You would look out of your garden and all was brown. It wouldn't look like there was any life at all in it. The grass had withered away. And this is what Peter is speaking about here. This is what is being spoken of. That grass which once is green will soon be cut down. Those flowers which you see in your houses or in your gardens, they will soon wither and die and fail. And that is what will come to each of us. We do not like to think of these things when we are young, do we? But that time will come where we will be no more on this earth. And my prayer truly is that each of you will come and realise that, and realise that you need to hope, that you will realise that you are a sinner, that you will realise that without the work of God in your hearts, you will be lost. But if God works in your heart and appears for you, you will have that true comfort and that true peace. So we have the flower and the grass which fades. When we are in the midst of life, we think we are strong, don't we? We think we will carry on forever. If you are my age and you are fit and you are healthy, we are naturally strong. We may think we are not as grass, but that is a fleshly strength. Have we got that real spiritual strength? I often think at home, at our chapel at Heathfield, we have a very nice graveyard around the chapel. And when we attend to it there, cut the grass, certain times of the year there are lovely wildflowers that spring up. We will keep them there for a certain amount of time. Then we will mow over them and they will be gone. And it often comes upon me in this way. Those many men and women that are buried in that graveyard, some of them have been there now for 150 plus years. When they were on this earth, they were important in their own eyes. They were strong. They naturally thought about themselves like you did. They have now passed away. They are now under that grass. They are now but dust. And No one knows even who some of them are, buried in that graveyard. Yet when they were on this earth, they were full of their own importance, as we are naturally, as we are naturally. But that time will come when our flesh will fail. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. Well, what is the glory of man? What is the glory of man by nature? Whatever it is, it will perish. It will fail. It will fall away. We have the riches of this world. We may be looking for a bigger house. We may be looking for a better car. We may be looking to our family and our loved ones. Maybe that is our glory. But it will all pass away. It will all fail. It will all come to nothing. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. These aren't questionable facts, my friends. This is truth. You all know it. You all know it. You all know that we cannot live forever. All flesh is as grass. And when you are young, when you are at school, you look, do you not, to a career. You enter that career. You may do well, you may prosper. You may buy a house, you may start a family, you may have a good wife or a good husband, you may be blessed with children. And we look to the next stage, don't we? Those of us in the midst of life, bowed down with all the many concerns of business and work which do so bind us down, what do we look to? By nature, we look to retirement, don't we? Oh, how great it must be to retire, to put our feet up. You get to retirement, then what is in front of you? What is in front of you then? Well, you reach that point where you then start looking behind you. You start longing for those days when you had that strength. When you were like that blade of grass which was full of vigour. Now you are failing. All flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But I do not want to dwell too long on these things, because the words that have really been on my mind are the first words of, well, verse 25, really. For as the grass and the flower will pass away, there is that word, but. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Build your hopes on that, dear friends. Don't build your hopes on the pleasures of the world, the treasures of the world, for they will fall away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Lay those treasures up in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Then you will be wise. For the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Well, what is that word? What is the gospel preached unto you? We have it in the margin here, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse. Well, a few verses there, but really verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. That is what we preach. That is all we can preach. Christ crucified unto you. Christ crucified unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, that means all throughout the world who are called, Christ, the power of God. That power, those sufferings on that cross, those sufferings which are represented in the Lord's Supper, which we hope to attend to later. What power was in that to take away the sins of his people? The power of God, the power of Christ crucified. And that is what we must preach. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God, well, we know God is not foolish. But the foolishness of God, or God is not weak either. But he is weak in the eyes of some men. He is foolish to the world. But God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. If we put our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, the world will think us fools. The world will think us foolish. In my working life, this past Friday, I had to go and look at a job for a builder. There was a builder and a carpenter there. Once they both came and worshipped. Once they were both in the seats like you are this evening. They have now departed. They have now left. They have now gone. They are in the world. They are not beyond the reach of God. But at this present time they are in the world. And when I went up and spoke to them, I knew, well, I didn't know, but I did by their reaction. I knew that they knew that I had been sent out to preach. They were so cold, they were so hard unto me. And why is that? Because they view these precious truths as foolishness. They look at me travelling these many miles, standing here. What a fool you are. What a fool you are. Why aren't you out in the world like we are? Why aren't you on the football field, in the shopping centre, in the cinema? Why aren't you enjoying the pleasures of the world? Well, why are we not friends? Why are we here? We trust we are here to seek those precious treasures where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. We cannot keep ourselves for one moment, but you have each been kept here in God's wisdom. Maybe there is much formality in your worship. I know not. We will leave God to search that in your hearts. Don't be content with a formal worship. That will not save you, friends. Put your trust in a precious Saviour. Beg, seek that he will appear for you, that you will be drawn unto him, unto a crucified Christ, that it may be for you. But I return to our text. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Well, there are those of you here this evening who have been in the way many, many years. You have put on that open profession of faith. You have followed the commands of the Lord. You will come shortly to this table. Forget not the word of the Lord. It endureth forever. It endureth forever. May we realise that we are sheltered safe beneath his wing. And here we find a sure abiding and of covenant mercy sing. Seek my soul no other healing but in Jesus' balmy blood. He beneath the Spirit's ceiling stands thy great high priest with God. My thoughts go to that hymn if I can find it. "958, is this your desire? Have you known that walk with God? Have you known in your hearts that true happiness, that true pleasure, that true joy, that true peace, which the world will never bring? Do you know it, but do you long for it still? Is this your prayer this night? Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul refreshing view of Jesus and his word? What peaceful hours I then enjoyed, how sweet their memory still. But now I find an aching void the world can never fill. Return, O holy dove, return, sweet messenger of rest. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. Oh, for a closer walk with God, is that our desire? That's my desire. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Well, one thing I do know, friends. I know that we do not have all that blessedness which we desire in our right mind. But one thing I know, the word of the Lord endureth forever. The Lord hasn't changed. His word hasn't changed. We have changed. We have changed. Unbelief quickly comes in, crowds our eyes, blinds our eyes, blocks our ears, hardens our heart. Those things of the world creep in and draw us away from that comfort that we knew. And may we be given that discernment. May we have that desire to beg of the Lord that he will reveal those idols that we have set up within our hearts, whatever they may be. And that we may cast them out, and seek a precious God. My thoughts go also to that other hymn, Degrees of Faith. Degrees of Faith. He that believes on Jesus Christ has a much better faith. His prophet now becomes his priest and saves him by his death. By Christ he finds his sins forgiven, and Christ has made him heir of heaven. But it's this third verse. But he that into Christ believes, what a rich faith has he. In Christ he moves and acts and lives, from self and bondage free. He has the Father and the Son, for Christ and he are now but one. Friends, are we willing to have that precious Saviour in all those offices? We are willing to have him as our prophet, maybe. We are willing to have him as our priest. That sacrifice that was offered up for the forgiveness of sins. But are we willing to have him to reign over us as king, to rule over us? Left to ourselves, are we? Or do we like a little bit of this world to remain in us? Do we want one to rule over us completely? Do we want him to cast away all our idols? To look wholly and solely unto him? We cannot serve God and mammon, however hard we try. And we do try hard, don't we? But it will be with no success. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. But draw comfort from Scripture, my friends. Draw comfort from Scripture. One chapter that I am so thankful for is Romans chapter 7. We spoke of Saul this morning, did we not? What a marvellous conversion he had. But even this great man was brought to this point. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Is that you this evening? You are battling. It is a battle. A constant battle. Day after day after day. The new man of grace and the old man of sin. Rising up against each other. There are those who believe that we will progressively get holier throughout this earth. Progressive sanctification. Oh, my friends, is that what is contained in Romans chapter 7? Or did Paul have to beat upon his breast here? Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God. And how thankful we should be for that verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. We will have to battle with our old sinful nature. Day after day after day, till we are brought to our end. That battle will and must continue. We must daily beat upon our breast, O wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Do you wake up in the morning pleading with the Lord that you'll be kept from the sins which do so easily beset you? Do you go to bed at night and weep because once more you have proven that you are a poor, fallen, sinful creature? It's a battle. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. We fall, we fail. But God never changes. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. There is no change there. That work which was begun in you will be carried on until the end. That little hope that you have, it may be a small hope, but it is hope. It will continue, it will endure. For the word of the Lord endureth forever. Hold fast to these things, friends. Let not unbelief take them away from you. Hold them fast, for the word of the Lord endureth forever. We get so tried, or I do, with my wickedness. But I must humbly say that I have been given that hope. I long for a full assurance, and we should rightly long for it. There are those, I'm afraid to say, who may frown upon assurance. Well, we leave that with them. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. We have that hope. Cling to it, friends. For that is all we have. We trust that is all we have. For the grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. Whether it be the riches we have, whether it be our health, whether it be our strength, whether it be our loved ones, our wives, our husbands, our children, our mothers, our fathers, if we are spared, they will all fall away. So we must clearly put our trust in something else. The word of the Lord that endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. A precious crucified Saviour. That knowledge that as we humbly will come and sit around the table here. That broken body it was broken for you. That crown of thorns, it was placed on that head for you. Draw comfort from it, friends, for the word of the Lord endureth forever. Well, I took for my other reading, did I not, Isaiah? Chapter 40. This was a prophecy many years before Jesus Christ came to this earth. The glad tidings of the gospel. It was preached then. It was spoken of then. It was preached in the time of Peter. And it is preached now. The grass withereth, verse 8, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. But it was these verses. O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. With all those doubts and fears, dear child of God, that you may have, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Whatever stage of your spiritual life you are in, whether you are a sheep, whether you are a lamb, whether you need that carrying now, whether you need that tender guidance, whether you need that rods to prod you back into the way. We have one who can do that work for us. We have that great over shepherd. The Lord God who reigns and rules over us each to keep us in that way, and he will keep us in the way if we are one of his sheep. How precious these promises are. How precious they are. For the word of the Lord endureth forever, forever, forever. It will endure until the end of time. And during this afternoon, my thoughts went to Revelation, that prophecy of the last times. And Revelation chapter 7. The word of the Lord will endure forever. Revelation chapter 7. We have that opening of those seals, do we not? Verse 13, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. Now it doesn't say there, these are they which had that smooth, straight, easy path in the world here below. No, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb that we have been singing about. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Keep your eyes heavenwards, dear friends. Keep your eyes fixed upon heaven and not upon the things of the earth, for we have it in verse 16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sunlight on them nor any heat, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. May we long for that, each of us here, to be delivered at last. Delivered at last where there will be no more tears. There will be no tears to wipe away. There will be that glorious looking unto a precious Saviour. There will be that to feed upon. There will be those living waters, that endless supply. Oh, there will not just be that foretaste. There will be those deep fountains, those living fountains. May that be our desire. May that keep us going here below, for the word of the Lord endureth forever, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. My thoughts go to the last words of Samuel Rutherford, which have been very precious to me these past few months. May that be our desire, that it will be our end. I have printed them off and put them in the front of my hymn book. They have been so precious to me. Thinking of that fountain. O Christ, He is the fountain, the deep, sweet well of love. The streams on earth I've tasted. Well, you have, my friends, you have. The streams on earth I've tasted, but cling to this. More deep I'll drink above. There to an ocean fullness His mercy doth expand. And glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. Fair Anworth by the Solway, or maybe I should say fair Swavesey by the fens, to me thou still art dear. E'en from the verge of heaven I drop for thee a tear. Oh, if one soul from Swavesey meet me at God's right hand, my heaven will be two heavens in Emmanuel's land. The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze at glory, but on my King of grace. Not at the crown He gifteth, but on His pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's land. Well, that is what we will come to now. We will come and sit at this table. We will look at those sufferings. We will meditate upon them. May we truly meditate on them. May we look on His pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's land. Well, I leave these things with you. I leave these things with you. The word of the Lord endureth forever. The grass will fail, the flower will fade, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £710, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening with an address by Mr. Barker. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and there'll be a prayer meeting for members on Friday evening. And next Lord's Day, there will be reading services and a collection for our Needy Cases Fund. Let us close with hymn 756. Exceeding precious is my Lord, His love divinely free, and His dear name does health afford to sickly souls like me. 756.
Well, if we leave the house this evening with that last verse as our true desire, we will not met in vain today. Lord, do bless that which has been attended to today. That which has been attended to in much weakness of myself. But, Lord, if thou hast seen fit to come with power and apply it to the heart of one or another, either this morning or this evening, all the glory must be unto thee. For I am a poor vessel, but thou art great and glorious. And if thou hast seen fit to come in the preaching of foolishness this day, the foolishness of preaching, the glory will be unto thee. Do take each of us home now in peace and safety. May something remain and abide with us in the week that lays before us, if we are spared. Do be with us each throughout life's journey. And help those and meet with us as we gather round thy table now. We each need thee there. May we feel, Lord, thy presence with us. May we know that power, that softening, as we gather round the table. And those that may remain to look on. Lord, we beg it will be their desire to partake also. Do, Lord, forgive anything that thou hast seen amiss in our worship this day. Do blot it from the minds of one and another, and that which thou hast seen, that which has been right in thy sight, do bless it. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest, remain and abide with us each. Amen.